Fans have made their way in, really a packed house on the home side. And they're telling us a little around 10,000, maybe a few more here tonight. So not a complete sellout. You still get tickets on the visitor side, kind of over near behind the Packer band is where a majority of the empty seats are behind there. But Coffee County always brings a good crowd, no matter where they go, Wes. And, you know, it's a well-coached ball club, so we're going to have our A game tonight.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, man.
Don't have any major predictions for you tonight, but I do want to tell you a couple things that I've looked at, kind of studied that crystal ball. It's been a little cloudy this week, and you get two great teams like that it normally is. But, guys, I think we need to be able to run the football tonight. The team that runs the football the best tonight, I think, has a great chance of winning this football game. Guys, I think we do run the football well. Also think whoever doesn't turn it over is always in big games, and whoever creates the fewest penalties, I think, is a big point in this game. And then, obviously, big plays. One thing I will say, we have not had a run, baby, run all year long. Look for it tonight. Taylor, get ready. I think Marcus Carey makes a play sometime in this game to really help out our Vikings. But, guys, it's going to be a great night. Going to be a lot of fun for the Vikings. It is electric down here on the sideline.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment park spot sideline update.
Taylor, everybody knows, you win tonight, you win the region. That's just all there is to it. And you get your first two playoff games at home, assuming that you win your first one, your first playoff game. We will be in the playoffs, but this is going to be a great, great football game. And going back deep, number one, J.J. Peterson for the Packers on the near side. And that's number two, Cam Singletary on the far side. They're deadly, all everything wide receiver.
Yeah, J.J., you do not want to kick this young man. Thankfully, we've got Tyson Shaw, who's got a leg, and hopefully he can stick it in the end zone all night for us tonight.
Waiting on Tyson Shaw. The officials have signaled ready for play. Tyson does what he always does. Everybody's on their feet in this stadium. Everybody is standing up. And the title game for Region 1-7A is underway. It's a squib kick. It hits over Peterson's head into the end zone for a touchback. Packers will take over first and 10. On their 20. And there comes a flag right off the bat.
Yeah, one of those late hits right there. It was a touchback. One of our players went flying face forward, kind of in the I got hit in the back kind of play there. Tyson, he struggles sometimes on his first kickoffs, I've noticed. That was a line drive when not necessarily one of those that normally goes way into the end zone. It hit about the 10 and bounced right over the top of JJ's head. Let's see what the penalty is. Coach Probst mentioned their penalties pregame. This had all the appearance to be a dead ball personal foul penalty. That's exactly what it is.
And it is.
Yeah, guys, it happened right here in front of me. It was just a late, obvious late hit, just a block that was well after the whistle. Just got through talking about it. The team creates the fewest penalties tonight, I think, has a good chance. Colquitt's been a little undisciplined. You heard Coach talk about it first at, back in the pregame, and that's why I already started with a penalty.
And that penalty is a penalty against the Packers. Put Tiff in scoring position to kick that field goal last year. Jaweski for the Packers. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side. Single receiver far side. One a three-man front. He drops back. He's looking downfield. Got a man open over the middle and overthrows the receiver at the 35.
Yeah, intended right there for number 80, Milton Barfield. Just thrown a little too high. We had a good coverage there trying to take advantage of our middle. Krajewski right there had plenty of time to throw. We got to work on pressure up front.
That was that second and 10 from the 10-yard line. Again, Krajewski in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Five receivers. Three our side, two the far side. Goes out. Catch made by number two, Cam Singletary, for a five-yard pitch and catch out to the 15. It'll be third and five out to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw in there on pursuit. Just a little five-yard out. Hit the receiver there. Going to bring up third and five. Good job by Tyson Shaw on the open field tackle. They're going hurry up here, Wes.
Yes,
they're going real fast.
They are. Three receivers again. It's an empty backfield. Krajewski looks back, looks. He tucks the ball, starts to run. Will hit him. He will not get the first down. He'll be about 2 yards short. As it gets out to about the 18-yard line, it'll be fourth and two from the 18. 11-18 to go here, first quarter. No score.
They had empty backfield. He's dropped back, trying to throw deep. Stepped up right there, trying to run on the quarterback keeper. Will Colbert said, not in my house. Comes up, makes the tackle 2 yards short. Coffee County going to be forced to punt.
And back deep to Von Kyle and Drossier to the near side. Kyle to the far side. Their punter, number 88, that's Ryan Fitzgerald. He does the place kicking and the punting. He gets it away. Nice high kick. Devon Kyle's looking spare catch. And he makes it back at the, where they're going to mark it down at?
34-yard line. Good kick right there by Calkins County. So the Vikings are going to take over first and 10 at their own 34-yard line.
The ball will be on the far hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. We know Michael Barrett will start at quarterback. Who will coach send out on the field as the running back? He will send J.D. Lee. Marcus Gary to the near side, along with Getty Brown. Ellis to the far side. He's got J.D. Lee in the backfield. Packers in the three-man front. That all-world linebacker right over the middle. Now we bring Javon Kyle this way. Looks. Throws a little bubble screen out to Javon. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and we'll lose yardage back to about the 26-yard line.
Yeah, number 33 right there coming up. Dante Moore, that strong safety outside linebacker, making the tackle. Throwing it out here in the flat to Tavon. Weren't able to get blocked. It's going to be a loss of 6 on the play.
Second and 6 back at our 27-yard line.
Second 16.
Three receivers far side, two near side. They're in a three-man front. Barrett calls for the ball. Looks. Again, throws out to Devon Kyle. Stop. Downfield. He's got a man wide open. We knew it was coming, and he makes the catch. The Packers. Here goes Travis Tisdale. Will he make it to the end zone? Yes, he does. Touchdown Vikings.
Double pass. Tavon Kyle threw it out there. The receiver, the DB bit on it like a bass fish. Ball was thrown a little high. He had to wait on it. Travis Tisdale, once he catches it, you ain't going to catch him. Put it in the air. Touchdown Vikings.
Let's see what we're going to do. Will we swing the gate? Nope. Will Talbert up over the ball. Joe Allman to hold. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. Officials say it's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box after a huge double pass. Vikings go up 7-0 with 9:56 left in the first quarter. Now for the kickoff, back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And again, Tyson Shaw set to kick deep to J.J. Peterson and Cam Singletary. They have moved up to the 10-yard line. Tyson checks left, right. Now he approaches the football, puts that foot into it. And that ball will sail into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays with 62 yards. Tavon Kyle threw a 72-yard pass to Travis Tisdale for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT, make it 7-0 Vikings with 9:56 left in the first quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Wes, that ball took forever to get there, didn't it?
It did. It took forever to come down. But once he caught it, they had a beat on him, but they just couldn't catch him. Ball on the near hash mark. Packers left to right on the radio dial. Two receivers, single receiver near side. They throw out in a flat. Catch made. Ball's on the ground. Did we cover it? No, they said an incomplete pass.
No, incomplete pass. He was running a little curl route, threw it out there, and he went to make a move after he caught it. Made a football move, but it was not enough to consider the catch.
And I agree with the officials.
Yeah, that's
agree
a good
with
call.
The officials.
Good call right
good
there.
Call.
Fans still didn't like it, though.
Second and 10, ball on the near hash mark. Packers left to right on the radio dial. Jureski in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. He gives it to number 3 over the left side. He's got a hole, and we had a face mask.
Yeah, Dejon Edwards right there, their sophomore, big sophomore running back, running off that right side, little inside handoff. We got a little bit of a face mask there, so it's going to be the personal kind. And they're going to mark it.
Guys, I just heard him say, I think we got a big one, so I think that's going to be the 15-yard type.
Yeah.
And they'll do it from the 25. They'll take it out to the 40. To give the Packers excellent field position. 9:42 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0 in this Region 7A championship game. They set it down on the 41 on the near hash mark on our side of the field. Four receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. We're in a three-man front. Krajewski looking for that football. There it is. He drops back. He's looking. Looks downfield. Got a man open at Singletary, and it's off the fingertips. He was wide open at the 25.
Yeah, Cam Singletary running a go route right there. A little post, skinny post maybe. Had a beat behind Brown for us. Josh Brown just kind of overthrown just a touch there. We're going to bring in Tavon Kyle to get the DB spot after that big play.
Second and 10, again, at the Packer 41. They throw out in the flats. Catch made over there by Singletary, by one man, still on his feet. He's across the 45, the 50. He's into Viking territory, down around the 49-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down.
One thing we talked about in pregame, it is going to be a first down, is we got to wrap up and make tackles. We had a beat on him out there in the flats. Weren't able to get a hand on him. He made a couple guys miss. Get it across midfield. Packers have first and 10 from the 49.
Ball on the far hash mark. Packers left to right on your radio dial. 9-12 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Quarterback keeps him, a quarterback keeper, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose 2 yards back to the Packer 49.
The one thing about the read option, that's exactly what that was. Krajewski has the read. Does Osby crash down on the running back, or does he stay with the quarterback? That time, Krajewski read it wrong. Gary Osby right there for a tackle for a loss. Two is what they're saying.
Three receivers near side. Twins to the far side. Empty backfield for Krajewski. And they move. Packers move. We got a legal procedure. Back it up five. So instead of second and 12, it'll be second and 17.
Yeah.
8:42 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0.
Left guard right there. Got a little bit anxious on the play. And going to get called for false start. Back him up.
Back him up to their 44. Krajewski in the shotgun. Keep Singletary back there with him. And nope, that's not Singletary. That's Ty Leggett. And Ty Leggett is across the 50 in the Viking territory, down to the 48, where it'll be third and 9 from there.
Just the old school draw right there from the pistol. Ran the draw and got us kind of out of position there, able to get positive yards. Still going to be third and 9. Big third down. Crowd comes to their feet.
Vikings in a three-man front. He drops back. There comes the blitz. We got a hand on him. He gets rid of it. He's got the first down to number 11, down around the 35-yard line.
We brought a blitz off the left side. Kadeem Bergman was in his face, just couldn't get enough to disrupt the pass. Krajewski sidestepped him through a big completion. They get the first down. They're moving.
Moving the chains down to our 34-yard line. Packers on the far hash mark. Left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Again, throws out to Singletary on this side. Shifty. We hit him, wrap up, and pull him down. At the 30, he'll get about 31, so give him 2 yards on that pitch and catch.
Tymir Moore, one of our leaders in the secondary. Great open field tackle there by that young man. Just threw out here in the flat. It's really him and him on an island out here. Open field tackle, 2nd and 8 for the Packers.
Again, three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Krajewski drops back. He looking, throws across the middle. Catch made by number 10. We hit him immediately. And he'll have enough for the first down, down around the 23-yard line.
Just a 10-yard curl right there. Find the weakness in the zone and hit him. We're not putting enough pressure on the quarterback there to disrupt that timing. Able to get good positive yards, and Colquitt continues to move at a fast pace. Ball on the 23-yard line.
Two receivers near side. Nobody to the far side.
Leggett's your quarterback.
Leggett and the Wild Packer. He's up the middle. He gets his way across the 20 down to the 15. Down somewhere around the 14-yard line. It's going to be giving 9 yards on the carry. 2nd and 1 from there. 7 minutes to go here. First quarter, Vikings leading 7-0. Packers trips to the near side. Gives it to the running back, 31 over the left side. We hit him. He breaks one tackle, two, still on his feet. Has the first down as he gets inside the 10. That's Ty Leggett. Leggett down to about the 9-yard line, where it'll be first and goal from there.
Leggett able to bounce it outside there, get outside of the defensive end there, able to get the first down. Got to keep an eye on that young man and his ability to get upfield.
And they give it to number 3 around the left side. That's Edwards. Edwards fights his way across the 5, down around about the 3-yard line. 2nd and goal from the 3. The ball on the far hash mark. Quickly, here come the Packers to the line of scrimmage. Krajewski again to Edwards. Edwards up the middle, gets hit into the end zone. Touchdown, Packers. We've got 7-6 right now.
Yeah, inside handoff right there. Edwards big enough, fast enough to get into the end zone. Really, the up-tempo there is what really caught us off guard, running, 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 quick, quick, quick. They set up for a swinging gate. Let's see what they do.
No Fitzgerald to attempt the extra point. He's 28-29 on the year. This is to tie it up. And it does. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After a long drive by the Colquitt County Packers, they tie it up 7-7 with 6:27 left in the first quarter. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
Taylor, we send Travis Tisdale and Drossier back deep. Tisdale's on the far side of the field. Drossier on the near side. Fitzgerald, Ryan Fitzgerald, their senior place kicker, sets the ball up in the middle of the field.
Crowd kind of died after that, Wes.
I know that.
Got to get them back into it.
They need to get back into this game. Fitzgerald approaches the football. He kicks it toward Drossier. Drossier will take it at the 2. He's across the 5, the 10, hits the far side to field, the 15. Gets hit when he crosses the 15, and they'll bring him down right around the 17-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 13 plays, went 80 yards. Dejuan Edwards rushed 3 yards for a pack touchdown. Ryan Fitzgerald kicked the PAT to make it 7-7.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap, Mr. Chuck Lawrence. First and 10, Vikings.
So they showed they can move down the field with a sustained drive. Vikings hit them early with a double pass. I'd like to see us a good sustained drive here, Wes.
Marcus Gary, the up back. He's got two. Barrett's got two receivers, far side, two near side. Packers in a three-man front, three linebackers. Corners and safety up tight. They're showing blitz off the far side. They come. We throw out in the flash behind Devon Kyle, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, just trying to hit Tavon. They were bringing pressure off the edge. Getty in the slot was going to be wide open if Michael would have looked to him. Trying to hit Tavon right there on the out. Not able to make the catch. 2nd and 10.
We send Devon Kyle and Getty Brown to the far side. Ellis to the near side. Barrett in the shotgun. They're in man coverage. He drops back. He looks, got a man open, and a little bumping down here, but nothing there. The pass intended for Travis Tisdale.
Guys, our coaches wanted a penalty there, but that was a good call by the officials. He got his hands up, did the old face guard, which we know now is legal in high school football, but I don't think there was contact made. I think that was actually a good call by the officials. But Tavon Kyle was wide open down here for about an 8 to 10-yard pass.
Marty, think about equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 6:13 to go, first quarter, all tied up, 7 apiece. It is 3rd and 10, back at our 18. They're showing blitz up the middle. Packers drop out of it now. We've got three receivers far side. Barrett steps up in the pocket. He starts to run. He's by one man, too. They hit him from behind. He'll come, take him down around the 23-yard line. That'll be well short of the first down, and we'll have to punt.
Yeah, they brought pressure right there, and what that does, it opens some lanes for Michael. Not able to get running outside the reach of J.J. Peterson. Going to force the Vikings in a first punt situation, 4th and 5.
Back deep, number 11, Tyron Sheely, and number 2, that is Cam Singletary. Tyson Shaw standing on the 10. There's a snap. Puts that big foot into it. Nice, nice, nice high kick. Sheely takes it at the 35. He's across the 40. The 45. Spins, he gets hit, spins, goes down. Ball's on the ground, but the Packers fall on it. Back at the 45.
Yeah, we got an arm in there kind of at the end of the run as we were trying to make the tackle. It popped out. I think the Packers jumped back on it. Players think that they got it. And, yes, the signal is the Packers retain possession.
At their 43-yard line is where they'll set it down. Oh, 44-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 5:15 to go, first quarter. All tied up at 7 apiece. Packers third possession. They punted on their first one. Scored on their second one. Krajewski. Empty backfield. Two receivers near side. Three far side. We're in a three-man front. He calls for the football. Quickly throws out in the flats, and he overthrows his intended receiver, number 31, which was Ty Leggett.
Yeah, right there, throwing out to Leggett. Josh Brown coming up, trying to disrupt the play. Really, if he might have been looking, he might have could have got a pick there because it came out of his hand. Regardless, second down and 10 for the Packer offense.
Again, two receivers, far side, single receiver near side. Quarterback, keeper of the left side. He's got a hole. He's into Viking territory down around the 40. No, he's still on his feet, and he'll fight his way down almost close to a first down somewhere around the 47-yard line.
Yeah, first contact is not going to bring Krajewski down. He fights forward, able to get a third and one is what they're calling it.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Not letting our defense get set. Two receivers near side. Again, he's going to carry the ball. He's got the first down as it gets. No, that was Ty Leggett on the Wild Packer, on the Wild Hog, and as they call it, he has the first down down at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they're in a massive hurry up here. Leggett stays in the Wild Packer.
Leggett calls for the ball. Over the right side, looking for a hole. He's got out. He's off to the races right up the middle of the field. It's Edwards. Edwards will score for the Packers.
Edwards just kept it right there. It wasn't Leggett. It was Edwards right there in the wild Packer formation, running off that right side. Big, big touchdown there for the Packers.
Fitzgerald on to attempt the extra point. They swing the gate. Krajewski, their quarterback, he holds. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the Packers have now taken lead 14-7 with 4:26 left in the first quarter. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the Packer kickoff.
Back deep for our Vikings is Travis Tisdale on their side, Drossier on the far side. Ryan Fitzgerald set the kickoff for the Packers. And these Packers, they are hustling. They are out there and they're getting after it.
They've got us on our heels, Wes. The hurry up has got us on our heels. We're kind of getting discombobulated on defense. Trying to rotate people, really in the hurry up offense is really what's doing it.
And our crowd's not helping a bit because they're sitting on their do-nothings. Nice high kick from Fitzgerald. Travis Tisdale, he takes it at the 2. He's at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Cuts back inside. He's across the 20, still on his feet. Now bring him down about the 23-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 4 plays, with 56 yards. Dejuan Edwards rushed 40 yards for a Packer touchdown. Ryan Fitzgerald kicked a PAT to make it 14-7 Packers. 4:18 left in the first quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air drive recap, Chuck. Vikings the ball out at the 24 in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We'll send Tavon Kyle and Travis Tisdale to the far side. Geddy Brown and Ellis to the near side. Marcus Gary the up back. Again, Packers in a three-man front. That big linebacker's on the right side. Jet sweep. Nope. Michael Barrett keeps it still on his feet. Cuts. They hit him from behind. He was almost getting away from him when one of those defensive linemen said, wait a minute, just reached out and bear hugged him.
Yeah, fake the jet sweep there. Barrett takes it up the middle, trying to run off that right side. Collapsed pretty good there on the pocket. Still good yards picked up on the play. 4 is what they're saying it. Going to bring up 2nd and 6.
Ball out about the 28 and a half. Well, it's on the 28-yard line. Again, on the far side of the field. 3:50 to go first quarter. Pack leads 14-7. They're in a 4-man front, almost a 5. We'll give it to our up back. That's Travis Tisdale still on his feet. Look at Travis Tisdale still on his feet as he fights his way out to midfield. He took it from the 28. They hit him at the 30. He spun at the 35, crossed over the 40, and they shoestring tackle at midfield, and we're in a hurry up now.
Viking 22 yards on the carry right there by Tisdale. We get on a hurry up. They switch in some D linemen to get some speed in there.
Again, to Travis Tisdale breaks outside. They hit him at the line of scrimmage before no gain. It'll be 2nd and 10. From the 50.
Yeah. Showing patience there. Tisdale was. Collapsed down on the play there was J.J. Peterson for the Packer defense. No gain on the play. 2nd and 10.
Geddy Brown to the far side. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Michael Barrett. Packers again, a four-man front. Pull that linebacker way up tight. Send Devon Kyle in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Barrett rolls that way, looks, goes out in the flash to Brown, makes the catch. Spin, they run him out of bounds into Packer territory at the Packer 44-yard line. It's going to be third and four from their 44.
Designed rollout there, trying to get Michael in some space. Geddy Brown right there just settling down on the sideline, making a good catch there. Give us a manageable third down here.
Marcus Brownrigg goes to tight end to the far side. Brown and Devon Kyle to the near side. Again, J.D. Lee in the backfield with Barrett. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings rolling right to left, from right to left on the radio dial. They're showing blitz off the corner. Now they change things up. They bring the safety up and put him up on the line. Play clock's at four. It's at three. It's at two. He calls for the ball. Gives it to J.D. Lee. J.D. tries to get outside. Cuts back in against the grain. He's got the first down as it crosses the 40 down to the 37-yard line. That was all J.D. Lee.
I thought we weren't going to get it off. J.D. Lee takes the inside handoff, gets to the edge, sticks that left leg in the ground, and runs forward. Enough for the first down. Good job, J.D. Lee.
Down to first and 10 at the Packer 38. Ball in the middle of the field. Travis Tisdale in the backfield with the Vikings. Barrett in the shotgun. Packers, again, a four-man front. They walk the corners up on the line. Barrett to Tisdale over the right side. He's got a hole skirt through them in two. Spins that 360 down to about the 30, 31-yard line. So it'll be second and about three from there.
Hand it off to Tisdale off the right side. Great pickup block over there by Marcus Gary, sealing the edge for him. Cuts it back inside. Real good second down. Watch for taking something deep here now. You got a second and really short. Watch for maybe going for one shot here.
Second and three with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They lead 14-7. Two receivers near side. Barrett again to Tisdale. He gets outside, cuts against the grain, and he'll get maybe to the 30, give him a yard. It'll be third and two from the 30-yard line.
Yeah, run the same play to the other side. Travis Tisdale showing patience there, waiting for the block to set up. The problem was the backside was collapsing on him. J.J. Peterson over here on the near side stepping up, making the tackle for the Packers, third and two.
Third and two at the Packer 30-yard line. Minute 29 to go, first quarter. Packers leading 14-7. We send Tisdale and Ellis to the far side. Devon Kyle, Geddy Brown to the near side. Barrett saying something to his wide receivers. Packers go back to a three-man front. Sends Marcus Gary to the far side, and we've got a timeout. Vikings will take a 30 with them. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the Vikings have taken a timeout with 1:11 left in the first quarter, trailing the Packers 14-7. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
One thing I noticed there, Wes, we weren't set up right out there in the receiver position. Michael Barrett trying to get him reset. He let the play clock kind of run down. Coaches called timeout before we had a loss on the play.
We send Geddy Brown, Devon Kyle to the far side. Brownrigg, the blocking back with Travis Tisdale. They've got a four-man front. We bring Tisdale in motion towards us. He looks. Barrett keeps it. He's at the 30. Trips up. He's going to be close to the first down, fellas.
Marty, get right there and let's see what you got, brother. I think it is going to be a first down. That's exactly what they call. Yep, first down.
He brought Tisdale in motion toward us and took a snap like he was going to pitch it out and then took it up the middle himself down to the 28-yard line. First and 10 Vikings. Ball on the near hash mark. We're inside 1 minute to go in the first quarter with the Packers leading 14-7 in this Region 7A championship game. Two receivers near side. Two far side. Packers three-man front. Now with an empty backfield. Throws out. Catch made by Travis Tisdale. Trips up. He keeps his hand on the ground to keep from falling down as it gets across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line.
We sent Marcus Gary out to give us another block out there on the edge. Good job by Travis Tisdale making the catch and getting upfield. Just couldn't quite get past the reach of that Packer defender there on his shoestrings. See if we get another playoff here.
Well, Frischel just now winding the clock, so game the yeah, well, I think we will. Two receivers near side, single far side. They're showing blitz off the far side. Barrett, we pick it up. Starts to run. Throws out in the flash to Tisdale. He's got space. He's at the 20. the 15, touch at the 10, the 5, touchdown. And what I'm going to tell you what, he left a Packer defender on the ground. He cut so hard, number 4, when he turned, just fell down.
Yeah, he left his jock strap down there about the 20 because he got juked right out of it right there. 23 yards on the pitch and catch. Good job by Michael Baird. He wanted to go deep to the end zone, worked his progressions down, threw it out to the flat. The rest is Travis Tisdale shaking and baking.
Let's see what we're going to do here. Now we swing.
Great block there by Getty Brown, too, guys. Don't leave that. He did a phenomenal block right here on the edge.
Marty, think of that. Equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Almond to hold. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. He does. Balls down. Kicks up. And it's good. Tie ball game back after 60.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We start the second quarter now, tied 14-14. Now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the Viking kickoff.
Fitzgerald set to kickoff. He's got Singletary and Sheely back deep. They're talking. Now, the officials are talking to Singletary.
White Hat comes over here. Want to tell...
Guys, I've never seen it do it. Never seen them quiet our band.
No, I don't. They're pointing somewhere
else.
Point,
there's a drone over the. Guys, I just noticed it. There's a drone that was over the field house, and they just pulled the drone back.
All right, Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Good eyes down there, my friend. Good eyes. All right, now set to kick off. Tyson Shaw. He'll be kicking towards that south end zone, and we have swapped ends of the field now as we start the second quarter. Shaw approaches the ball. Nice kick. Hit. Bounces at the 10. And they're going to let it roll into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 10 plays, went 76 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 23-yard pass to Travis Tisdale for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT, make it 14-14 with 12 minutes left in the second quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Defense has got to settle down here, Wes. They've been on their heels the last two drives, and points have resulted here. Play Viking defense. We play like what we know. We brought Lane in at linebacker, too.
Great. Krajewski in the shotgun. He gives it to the running back up the middle. He hits, bounces outside. He'll get back to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line. And our defensive line made a good stand right there.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw also in there on the tackle. Gentry and Shaw right there closing the gap. A little bit of dancing in the backfield by Dejon Edwards. Going to bring up second down and 9.
He leaves the game. Leggett comes in. Now it's an empty backfield. Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. We're in a four-man front. Quickly throws out in the flats. Catch made out of the 25. 26. It's Singletary, and he fights his way forward to about the 20. They're going to mark him down at the 28-yard line. So it'll be third and 2 from there. Great catch by Singletary.
Yeah, just Singletary running a little 5, maybe 8-yard curl route in the empty spot in the zone. They're in a hurry up again.
And it looks like Leggett and the wild thing. He's over the right side, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and they will not get the first down.
Yeah, running off the left side there on the quarterback keeper. Leggett not able to get up to a first down. Probably going to be a loss on the play as well. Maybe 1. Let's see where they set it down. And it appears to be a punt situation for the Pack.
We send Devon Kyle and Drossier back deep. Fitzgerald. He does the punting and the play sticking for the Packers. 4th and 3. Watch him, fellows. Watch him even deep down here. You never know what Coach Prost has got rolled up his sleeve. Yep, they're going to punt it. Nice high kick. Packers way downfield. Drossier signals for the fair catch. Back at the 20-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 21.
Good kick there by the Packer punter. Forced Drossier back on his heels. Calling fair catch. Always a little dangerous when you're backpedaling like that, making the catch, but good job by Drossier. Getting the ball, going to be 1st and 10 from the Viking 21-yard line.
They're going to mark it down on the far hash mark. Vikings will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Headed toward that south end zone with 10:25 to go here in the half, all tied up 14 apiece. Michael Barrett, he brings J.D. Lee with him. He'll keep Kyle and Getty Brown on the near side, since Hill to the far side. Packers back to a three-man front. Now they walk a safety up on the line. They give it to J.D. J.D. looking for a hole. Once that tries to get back inside, and he won't get, but he'll get about 3 yards, and those are three very hard-earned yards.
Yeah, see where they put it down, Wes. Maybe just two. No, I think, yeah, going to be two. JD had to jump over somebody because they fell down right in front of him. That really kind of messed his timing up. Second down and 8 for the Vikings.
Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Barrett in the backfield all by itself. Packers defensive backs talking. Now they back up. They're showing blitz up the middle. We've got plenty of time on the play clock. Barrett, again, he brings a man to the near side. That's Gary. He looks. Oh, and there's a flag, and what do we got?
We got too many men in the backfield, I think. Tavon was asking somebody to pop up on the line. Let's see what they get here. Illegal shift.
And I tell you what, if I'm Coach Post, I'm gonna decline it.
That's a dead ball. Dead ball. Oh. Yeah. No, it is declined. It was not a dead ball.
That's illegal motion.
Okay.
So that's going to be a live ball. That's going to be declined, so it will be third down.
Third and 8. We've got to get all the way out across the 31-yard line. Go. 9:40 to go here in the first half. All tied up 14 apiece. Barrett looks into that teeth of that Packer defense. And he gives it to J.D. Lee. He'll get out. He'll be about a yard and a half short as he gets out to the 29. So it'll be 2 yards short. It'll be 4th and 2 from there. And here comes Tyson Shaw in.
Good job running hard right there by J.D. Really, they're in a 3-3 right there. So 3-3 stack. It was hard for him to get penetration there. Tyson Shaw going to be checking in to do punting duties.
Again, Seeley and Singletary back deep. Nine minutes to go here in the first half. Waiting on the snap there. Oh, there's a whistle. And we've got delay of game. Back us up 5.
Yeah, we got to get out there in a little bit faster of a hurry. Going to back us up 5. Makes it a little bit better field position for the Packers.
Back to our 24. Yes, we do this again. Make it 4th and 7. High snap. Tyson gets it down. Oh, it's a bad kick. Hits at our 36, and that's where it'll be down at our 38-yard line.
Yeah, problem with a high snap sometimes is your punter thinks he's got to rush it. He doesn't really get his leg into it, so the Packers are going to take over in a gift wrap field position.
Now
on
marking
the Viking 37, 36-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to mark it down to the 36. Ball on their hash mark. Packers right to left on the radio dial. Here comes Krajewski out. He's under center. Play action, rolls back, looks deep. Looking for a man deep down, failed into the end zone. Touchdown to Singletary.
Yeah, Cam Singletary on the post. We couldn't get enough pressure in there deep. Had Fred Stewart beat. Throw a bomb right there. Score on a quick play there. Packers go up 20-14, awaiting the extra point.
There we go. They're waiting for the snap. They swing it over. Waiting. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we have 8:25 left in the first half. And the Packers have struck again and lead our Vikings 21-14. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And we send Drossier and Travis Tisdale back deep. This is not what I expected, Taylor.
Yeah, it's going to be a shootout tonight. We all knew that. But special teams is probably going to make the difference in this ball game. And thus far, that special teams play right there has hurt the Vikings.
Coach Slack just called for him to move up a little bit. Fitzgerald for the Packers set to kick off. Be kicking toward that north end zone. Nice high kick. Sails into the end zone. First and 10, our Vikings at the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Bud, that drive was one play, went 36 yards. Steven Krajewski threw a 36-yard pass to Cam Singletary for a Packer touchdown. Brian Fitzgerald kicked the PAT to make it 21-14 Packers. 8:25 left in the second quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Vikings take over first and 10 from our 20. Trailing 21-14 here in the first quarter. Ball in the middle of the field. We'll be going from left to right on your radio dial. He brings Travis Tisdale, the junior speedster, out on the field with him. He's got two receivers near side, two far side. Three-man front for the Packers. Barrett again, pitch out to Tisdale over the left side. Gets a block on the corner. They grab him by his feet. He stumbles, but he'll pick up 5 yards out to the 20. Well, they're going to mark him at the 24. It will be second and 6 from the 24-yard line.
Yeah, just running a quick pitch, trying to get Travis in space, make a guy miss. Marcus Geary on the edge, trying to seal the block. Sealed it just a little too good, because when he fell, he grabbed it to Travis's feet and tripped him up. Second down and 6.
Barrett, everybody up tight. He rolls right. He's looking downfield. He's looking, throws across, and throws behind Broomberg.
Yeah, Marcus Brownrigg right there.
Brownrigg.
Running from the tight end position. We designed rolled Michael Barrett out there, not able to come down with that pass because it was thrown a little bit behind him.
It is third and 6. Two receivers near side, two far side. 7:47 to go here in the half. We trail 21-14. Barrett rolls right, looking, cuts back inside. They grab him by the jersey. They'll take him down somewhere around the 23-yard line, and we'll have to punt again.
Yeah, Michael looking, trying to go deep to what appeared to be Tavon Kyle, I believe. Peterson in there, putting pressure. We tried to pick the blitz up with the running back, but he overpowered us in the running back position. Barrett not able to make a miss. Vikings are going to be forced into another punt situation.
Again, Singletary and Sheely back deep to receive. Tyson Shaw standing on the chin. He nails that one. Kicks it way deep. Sheely takes it at the 41. We hit him, and he goes down at the 40. Ball's on the ground, and the Packers recovered at the 45. They actually picked up 5 yards on that fumble.
Yeah, he had the ball fumble right back into the hands of number 5 for the Packers. That is Caleb Dawson. We weren't able to get there and dive on it. But, yeah, he did pick up about 4 or 5 yards on that fumble. And the Packers are going to take over first and 10, ball at their own 45-yard line.
7:05 to go here in the half. We trail 21-14. Trips to the near side. Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. We're in a three-man front. Krajewski throws out to Singletary. We got a hold on the corner, and it's not called. Our defensive back, as he went by, you could see jersey being pulled. But it's still, that's a 4-yard pass play out to the 49, where it'll be second and 6 from there.
A little tunnel screen out there to Singletary, trying to make a guy miss. He does. And able to fall forward for positive yards. Going to bring us second down and 6.
Come on, Vikings. Second and 6. At the 49. Four-man front. Play action. Ty Leggett trying to get around the right side. He's got a hole as he gets across the 50 into Viking territory down to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, they ran Leggett again there in the Wildcat formation off the right side, getting some lead blockers out there. Gets them a third and manageable. Third and 1. Ball's placed down to the Viking 46-yard line. They're back to the line of scrimmage quickly.
Krajewski, there comes a flag, and what do we got? The umpire threw it, so.
Yeah, illegal substitution. It's part of the problem when you go fast. Sometimes you get guys where they shouldn't be. Going to back the Packers up for 5.
Back them back up to the 49. Will it be 3rd and 6? 6 minutes to go here in the first half. We trail 21-14. Krajewski. In the shotgun. Keeps the man back there. We show blitz off the corner. We back out of it. He's looking. He's looking. Throws across the middle. Catch made by number 10 for the first down. Down at the 40. And he'll fight his way down to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, Tom Ear giving a big cushion there. We knew where the line to gain was. And all he did was run right across it, turn around on the curl. Good pitch and catch there by Krajewski. And number 10 for the Pack, that's KT Wilson.
Down to our 39-yard line. Ball on our side of the field. Packers quickly to the line of scrimmage. Ty Leggett in, that's Edwards, over the right side looking for a hole. We put a man on him. Gets by 1-2. He's still on his feet. We hit him again, and he'll pick up 2 yards down to the 37-yard line. Move the ball to the far side of the field.
Yeah, they had Leggett and Edwards in there. Edwards taking the snap, faking the handoff, running off that right side, able to pick up 2, 2nd and 8.
Krajewski back at quarterback. He's got 4 receivers near side, single receiver far side, empty backfield. He looks to the sidelines. Play clock at 10, plenty of time. We show blitz up the middle. There we come. Drops back, looks way downfield, got a man open, a catch made by Singletary into the end zone again. We got beat deep.
Yeah, Singletary wide open across the middle of the field. Tymir Moore and Terrell Belcher both looking at each other wondering who had the coverage there. Cam Singletary makes a big, big play there for the Packers to go up 27 to 14, awaiting the extra point.
And they swing that gate. Ryan Fitzgerald will attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium, where the Coffee County Packers jump out to a 28-14 lead on the Lowndes High Vikings. Back over to West for the kickoff.
And Fitzgerald set to kick off again. We've got Drossier and Tisdale back deep. Tisdale on the far side of the field. And the official signals ready for play. Fitzgerald turns to his team. He gets the steps. And he approaches the ball. And that ball was sailed into the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 5 plays with 55 yards. Steven Krajewski threw a 37-yard pass to Cam Singletary for a Packer touchdown. Ryan Fitzgerald kicked the PAT to make it 28-14 Packers, 4:53 left in the second quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Offensively, we got to settle down too. Settle down defensively, settle down offensively. We've had 2 3 and outs here, 2 punt situations on our side of the field. Let's see if we can get some points on the board going into halftime.
Barrett sends 2 receivers far side, single receiver near side. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale right up the middle, and they grab him by something and pull him back, and I guess it was his jersey. Give him maybe 2 yards, Taylor.
Tisdale running on the inside handoff there off the left side. Showing patience still, just trying to get upfield. Something was tugged backwards, and he's brought down for a 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8.
Barrett keeps the ball over the right side, trying to run. They hit him. He's around with a flag, and I don't know what we're going to have out here on the corner, but there is a flag.
Yeah, results of the play appears to be a first down. Flag is going to be thrown in the backfield. There's 2 flags actually on the play, one on the far side and one on the near side.
Guys, they're getting us for not being set there. We don't think the whole team was set for a second. That appears to be the call, so it's going to be 5 yards. Replay the down.
Illegal shift. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts spot sideline update. So back us up.
They'll take it back to the 17-yard line where it will be 2nd and 13 from there. They're showing blitz off the corner. We give it to Tisdale up the middle, and Tisdale fights hard as he gets across the 20, up to about the 22, be third and eight. 4:15 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail 28-14.
Running off that right side there, Tisdale gets back to a little beyond the line of scrimmage before the penalty.
Make it third and seven.
Yeah, third and seven is what they're calling it.
We send Ellis to the far side. Two receivers near side. Barrett looking. Throws out to Devon Kyle. Kyle at the 20. One man, they hit him. Packers, one thing about it, when they hit you, they're wrapping up and holding on to you. And we did not, it was only about 3 yards. So we will have to punt.
Yeah.
It will be fourth and about four from our 26-yard line, and this will be our third punting situation in a row.
Third consecutive punt here. We threw it out to the flats. Tavon here trying to make a guy miss. Can't pick him, blocks up, and not able to get big yards on that play. So it's bring up fourth down in the punt situation.
Tyson Shaw standing back at the 12. Cam Singletary back deep. Kick hits. Bounces at the 45. The 40. Cam's just going to let it roll down to the 30. I mean the 33-yard line. And that's where the Packers will take over. First and 10. Another flag down.
There's two. I think the field judge on our side, the line judge on our side, is going to get one of their guys for a block in the back. And then we got a little late chippiness there, I believe, on us. So I think it's going to be all set here. Maybe a 10-yard penalty and then a 15 dead ball.
That's probably what's going to happen. Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. The block in the back occurred during the play, so they'll go and mark off the 10 yards. Then they will turn around and mark off the 15.
White hats conferring. Comes over, signals.
Now looking at the 34-yard line. And the umpire marks off holding against the Packers. He marked off 10 down to the 24. Now he turns around and he's going to mark off the 15. And that'll bring it back out to about the 39-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Packers. Ball on their 39, far side of the field. 3:30 to go here in the half. Our Vikings trail 28-14.
Colquitt has plenty of time here. Three timeouts and 3:30 to go in the first half. Do not want to go three scores down into the half.
Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Packer quarterback calls for the ball. High snap. He's got to keep it. We hit him. And he goes down at the 39. Back to the line to gain. So it'll be second and 10 from there.
Yeah, high snap always disrupts things. He wanted to hand it off right there to his running back, really just scrambled trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's what he does. Second and 10.
He sends trips to the far side. He's got Leggett in the backfield with him. Three man front for our Vikings. He drops straight back. He's looking, throws across the middle. Catch made by number 10 in the Viking territory, down at the 45, and he split two defenders, and the quarterback put it just right where nobody can catch it but the receiver.
Krajewski showing his arm strength there, hitting number 10, KT Wilson, on a post. Split the safeties. Big pickup on the play there. First and 10, ball at the 45-yard line of the Vikings.
2:43 to go in the half. We trail 28-14. Again, he's looking deep. Goes across the middle, got Singletary open, turns, he's headed to the end zone, and into the end zone, another touchdown for the Packers.
Yeah, Singletary is finding a home in our secondary, not able to stop him. Three consecutive big plays to Cam Singletary has busted this game wide open, 34-14, awaiting the extra point.
Fitzgerald to attempt the extra point. Packers known for their running game this year, not much of a passing game, and they have sure come in here and lit it up tonight. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. With 2:31 left in the first half, the Packers have opened it up 35-14 over our Vikings. And now for the kickoff, back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Waiting on Fitzgerald to set it down.
Back deep for the Vikings is number 3, Drossier to the near side, and Travis Tisdale to the far side.
2:31 to go here. And the half. Fitzgerald. Ryan Fitzgerald set to kick off. Just taking his time. Approaches the ball. High, high kick into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 3 plays with 66 yards. Steven Krajewski threw a 45-yard pass to Cam Singletary for a Packer touchdown. Ryan Fitzgerald kicked a PAT to make it 35-14 Packers with 2:31 left in the second quarter.
Really, really begging for some points here before half. I'd like to go in with a little bit of momentum. 3 consecutive 3 and outs for the Viking offense.
Michael Barrett. 2 receivers near side. Single receiver far side. He keeps it. He's across the 25. He's got to hold out to the 30. The 35, the 40. All the way out to the 42. They finally run him out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, what we did there is we brought a tight end on the line of scrimmage to seal the edge. Michael Barrett running to the weak side.
We're going
to
get 15 more, guys.
And we're going to have a personal foul, late hit, out of bounds. And we're going to tack on some more. Good job by Michael Barrett running football on the far side.
They'll take it down to the 35.
Okay, face mask.
Tom's already take it down to the 40 because it happened at the 45, so we'll be at the Packer 40-yard line. 2:21 to go. We have 2 timeouts. They're going to pack it at the 41, ball on the far hash mark. First long run of the night for Michael Barrett. See what we got here, what they got dialed up. J.D. Lee around the left side. He's got a block on the corners. He got a first down as he gets inside the 30, down around the 25.
Yeah, 2 consecutive runs to the weak side there, putting the lineman down, tight end lineman down right there, running off the backside. Check in Travis Tisdale for fresh legs. Vikings got momentum, 2:14 to go in the first half.
First and 10 Vikings at the Packer 27-yard line. We head toward the 2-minute mark here in the half. Barrett again. Tisdale right up the middle. Look at Travis run. He gets inside the 20 down to about the 19-yard line. It'll be second and 1 from there. Taylor?
Yeah, going to be second and short. We go to the hurry up. Found a little hole there running the ball. Couple plays. Clock just under 2 minutes now. Ball set down at the 20.
I said we do have 2 timeouts. Barrett. Nope. Packers call timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break with them.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. The Packers have called a timeout. The Vikings second down and 2 as they are marching down the field here with a minute 48 left in the first quarter, trying to cut into this lead, 35-14, the Packers lead. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
It'll be second and 2 from the 20. Ball on the far hash mark.
Yeah, we found a little success there running the ball, Wes. Let's see what we do here offensively.
Send Tisdale out on the corner by himself on the far side of the field. I mean, that's Tavon Kyle, that is. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. Barrett keeps it over to the right side. He stiffs arm one man, cuts up, and he'll actually lose yard back to the 21.
Barrett on the fake to pitch, quarterback draw. Going to get back a little short of the line of scrimmage, so they are going to back us up. 3rd and 3 here. Ball's on the right hash.
Vikings going left to right on your radio dial. Tied in to the visitor side of the field. To Tisdale, right up the middle. There goes Travis. He'll have the first down as he gets down around the 15-yard line. They'll mark his forward progress there. 1st and 10, our Vikings at the 15 with a minute 16 to go here in the half. We trail by 21, 35-14. Everybody in this stadium is stunned. including this broadcast crew. There to go. Michael Barrett keeps the ball. Cuts back against the grain. Still on his feet. Stiff arm around. Fights his way down to the 10. Look at him go all the way down to the 8-yard line.
Yeah, it's first and 10. We got a penalty on the far side. We'll see what that is.
I think we're going to get another motion penalty here, guys. Not sure we were set again.
We were going to the hurry up once again. In a position here probably to take it this time, take the penalty. Michael picked up good yardage on the play. No, it's signaling.
Yeah, we're motioning against them this time, guys. The only thing I can think of is maybe they were lined up in the neutral zone.
That we're saying it's a substitution infraction here, Marty, is what they're telling us up here in the booth.
Well, y'all can see that better than I can because I've got 22 bodies between me and somebody running off the field.
So what the official signals?
Yes, guys, they're giving him the choice of first and five or second and three. So it is a 5-yard penalty of some type. It must be substitution. We're going first and five, guys. We're going to take the penalty.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Now, that's a good move right there. That's a good move.
I think that you're this close to down is just as more important, I think. They back it up to the original line, then mark off five and replay the down. First and five, ball set down at the 10.
Minute five to go here in the half. Falkirk Wooding, 35-14. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Michael Barrett. Two receivers far side. Devon Kyle to the near side by himself. Barrett calls for the ball. Quickly throws across to Devon Kyle into the end zone. Touchdown, Bucking.
Yeah, the read option right there. Put it in the gut of the running back. Tavon on the slant. Able to feed it in there. Good job, Michael Barrett, reading that coverage. Get it in the end zone. Vikings cut into the lead just a little bit here. 35-20 awaiting the extra point.
Joe Allman to hold. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Will Talbert, long snapper. And we're waiting on the snap. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. We did have a personal foul called against the Packers on the extra point. That will be assessed on the kickoff.
Should be kicking off from their 45-yard line.
Guys, just to clarify, that was, again, a little extracurricular activity there after the extra point. One of the Colquitt players had got a little chippy and had some pushing going on. The officials, again, trying to get through the flag, trying to get this game under control. There's been a lot of jawing back and forth after plays. I think that's our third dead ball penalty there, so officials trying to get a handle on that.
Thank you, Marty,
for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 1 minute to go here in the half. Travis Tisdale set to kick off. He'll put this one in the stands because he's kicking off from their 45. Nope. Onside kick, and the Packers have recovered it. We had a chance. We had a chance. But the Packers recovered it at their 31.
Yeah, what a great time right there to onside kick it. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Taylor. Michael Barrett threw a 10-yard pass to Tavon Kyle for Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 35-21 Packers with 56.4 seconds left in the second quarter.
And Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. Here come the Packers.
Guys, I wish we had gotten that. That was a phenomenal job by Tyson Shaw with the placement of that onside kick. It just didn't bounce our way.
That's right, Marty. Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Packer quarterback. Draw. We hit. That's Edwards. We hit him. As it gets out to the 35, he'll pick up four. Now we're going to get him out to the 36, give him 5 yards there. Second and 10. Clock's running. 45 seconds to go here in the half. Packers lead 35-21. Again, they drop back, looking, trying to go deep across the middle, and it's incomplete.
Thrown high right there, intended for the Packer receiver. Hit his hands. We could have been in position to make a pick there, but it just went out of our reach as well. intended receiver was Cam Singletary. Got 33.2 seconds left in the first half. Third down.
Third and five from the Packer 36-yard line. They're on our near hash mark. We'll get the ball to start the second half. Again, Packer quarterback calls for the ball. We're showing blitz. He drops back. There we come, and we get a hand on him. He gets away from one man. Now he goes down at the 30.
It's going to be a fourth down. Let's see if we call a timeout. We do call a timeout, too. We're going to take a 30-second break. Force the punt here. Vikings lead trail 35-21. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we have 24.1 seconds left. It's fourth down for the Packers as the Vikings have called a timeout. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Now, do you go after it right here? Do you go after it? I think so. Because we're not sending anybody back. Give our sending Tavon Kyle back deep. We've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. Fitzgerald. And he gets it away. And we signal fair catch at the 26-yard line.
Stop the clock!
Tavon Kyle called a fair catch right there at the 26-yard line.
First and 10 for our Vikings back at the 27. 16.5 seconds. We've got one timeout. We trail by 14, 35-21. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. He's got Travis Sisdale to his right. Packers in the three-man front, three linebackers at 3-3 set. He gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale right up the middle, and I think we're just going to let it run out.
Coach Max calling a timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box with 8 seconds left here in the first half. It's second down for the Vikings, trailing the Colquitt County Packers 21-35. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
73 yards away from pay dirt. 8.2 seconds to go here in the half. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. Packers, 3-3 stack. He drops back. They code blitz off the corner. Way downfield up in the air, and the ball is knocked down. With 1.7 seconds to go, we'll get one more play.
Yeah, running three receivers on the go route. Ball kind of bounced around when it hit somebody. Not able to come down with it. 1.7 seconds left to go in the first half. See what we do here. Running back to the line.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball in the middle of the field. This will be the final play of the half. And what a half it has been.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a shootout.
Barrett. Twins to the far side. They're backing way up. Michael Barrett keeps it. He's at the 35. Go for it. He gets the block. 45, 50. Still on his feet. Now running out of bounds. And that'll be the end of the first half. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Mack.
Coach, obviously it was a tough first half, but that touchdown there right before the end of the half was a big 7 points for your team.
Yeah, well, we got to figure out a way to deal with number two, man. He's killing us.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you. Guys, man, a few words, obviously, as you know. But he was right. We got to figure out number two. That's the one that's getting us.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works Coach's interview. Vikings do trail the Colquitt County Packers 35-21 at halftime. We'll be right back after this 10-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. This is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show as our Vikings trail the Colquitt County Packers 35-21 as we have watched the Colquitt County band perform. Now the Loudside Georgia Bridgemen out on the field performing as well. Joining me in the booth is Taylor Stubbs. I know we'll get Chuck Lawrence down here in just a minute, and we'll talk a little bit about this first half. It's really been, I'll start with you, Stubbs. It's just been, you know, Lowndes has not made mistakes until tonight, and that, I think, has been the culprit right now. They're just not executing well. and they're making mistakes on defense.
Our defense, our corners are really what's hurting us. You know, they're coming across the middle of the field. They're going on the pump fake. And it's just hard. It's something new that Lions have seen. A new type of offensive line's looking at, and, you know, it's just getting the best of them right now.
Chuck, I was going to say, I think that possibly, you know, Tiff County exposed it. Camden tried to, and obviously right now, Colquitt is exposing us defensively.
Yeah, Colquitt's been watching film, no doubt. All through the year, we've been a little weak in the middle of the field, down the field, in the middle of the field. And Colquitt has totally taken advantage of it. We've bit on those handoffs and stuff like that just right down the middle, and they're actually just setting up and looking at that receiver all the way down the middle of the field and hitting. And he's hit them perfectly in stride every time.
Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
You know, four of their touchdowns have been 30 yards or longer, and that's what's hurt us all season.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, you talk about the play action. That's what they're doing because Leggett, a great running back. Number three, DeJuan Edwards also running very well. I mean, this is a situation where, you know, we're also going against number two, Cam Singletary, who is a phenomenal wide receiver. He's got great speed, great hands. He gets open easily. He's only 5'8", about 160 pounds, but he's got great moves and great speed. And he's got to be somebody that Coach Slack's going to have to make some adjustments at halftime.
Well, that one, you know, they had that one run. I think it was Kyle Leggett,
I think it was. 31.
They had that one run that broke down the middle of the field. Besides that, we shut them down. They really haven't ran that hard against us or gotten that many yards. It's been that deep down the middle pass.
Yeah, and they do. They like to run that, what they call the wild packer, if you will, almost a wildcat formation, where Leggett or DeJuan goes into the backfield and takes that direct snap from the center, and they're picking up positive yards, not big yards, but some positive yards. Let's talk about Lowndes. What's it going to take for Lowndes offensively to come back these 14 points now?
You know, Lowndes they're gaining momentum. You know, they had two real big drives, the drive they scored a touchdown on, and then they got the ball back with about 30 or so seconds. They ran three plays, and they made it to Colquitt's 40. So it should be exciting to see what type of offense plays or what type of offense Lowndes can build for the second half.
All right, Chuck, what about defensively? What do we got to do?
Defensively, I think that we're going to have to get some deep help. We're going to have to get some deep help in the middle. We're going to have to sacrifice one of our linemen and get some deep help down the middle to help those safeties. You know, the outsides we've got covered, it's that middle, and I really think we're going to have to get some deep help back there for them, and our linemen are going to have to step up and stop the run that one guy being out.
Well, one of the things we talked about in the countdown to kickoff, I think it was Taylor pointed out as well as Marty, really we're a little undersized. I mean, when you talk about our offensive line, Jalen Goss is the man. And the big runs around the left side are over his backside. That's where the big runs are coming from. We've got a good, scrappy offensive lineman, our offensive line, but they're just not that big when you line up against big defensive linemen.
Looking forward to the second half, Bill. One thing that's interesting is there's a lot of pressure on Proch right now because he has options to consider. Does he want to slow the game down and run Colquitt's game plan and, you know, be comfortable or be on edge with a two-touchdown lead with Lowndes getting the ball right before half? Or does he want to score quick and give Lowndes the ball for them the opportunity to score more points?
Well, he likes to operate quickly. We've seen that. They run a hurry-up offense, and I think we're going to see more of that here in the second half. Lowndes will get the ball to start the second half. They won the toss, deferred, so we will get the ball. Hopefully we can get this game within 7 in this first series and then see what our defense can do from there.
Yeah, I don't think Prost is going to step off the gas.
No, he's not.
I don't think he will. This is a Lowndes-Colquitt game. He's got something to prove over there, and I do not see him stepping off the gas. We're going to have to adjust. I hope they made some good halftime adjustments like they have all year.
Right.
Our team has made some great adjustments at halftime, and I hope they do the same thing this and, you know, come out here and score, cut it down to 7, and see what happens.
Get a stop and then get the ball back again. I tell you, it's not insurmountable by any stretch.
No.
I mean, Lowndes can put 14 points up in a quick hurry. They've just got to be focused, do it. The defense has got to do their part. I'm excited about the second half. I'm excited because this team has been down before, and they've come back. And I'm really excited to see how they're going to play.
As we've seen, we haven't recovered them, but they are prone to fumble.
Yeah, number 11 has fumbled twice.
Yeah, they've had two fumbles, and we weren't on the good side of it, but they are subject to fumble. and a personal foul penalty.
Yep, it is. Guys, the clock is down to zero. It's time for the second half as we will send it back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for all your second half action as the Vikings